Greetings. Today I'm in Prestatyn, Wales. I've spent several days with friends that I've known for close to 30 years. It was good to connect and to experience God's presence with us for the days that are yet ahead. Today I will be heading to Portugal for many divine appointments, trainings, and experiences with God and my Portuguese church family. People in the world often get their identity and purpose from what they do in life. This is not the way of children of God. Sons and daughters of God get their identity and purpose from knowing God as their Father. It is not merely knowing God. It is knowing Him as their Father. Knowing Him empowers our hearts and minds to know who we are. As a Creator, He doesn't shape us like some work of art in stone, wood, or some earthly material. As our Father, He is very creative in how He has designed each of us to be fully alive in our world and givers of life to our world. The life that God gives and the life that we partake in is eternal. This is the fruit of an intimate relationship with God, our Father, and Jesus, His Son. It is not merely knowing about them or even knowing that they are. It is about growing and knowing them. This is eternal life, John 17:3. It is all about a relationship with the One who loves us. By this, we are growing and being sons and daughters of God who know God's love and manifest His love to our world. It is in our identity, our daily testimony, and our purpose in life. Jesus taught us that prayer is a matter of relationship with God. It is not about praying to know what to do. It is about living in a relationship with God in a way that empowers our hearts and minds to know who God is and who we are. It involves an invitation for His presence and an expectation of change because of His presence in our lives. Matthew 6:9-13, in this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Every day is about a personal relationship with God as our Father, and we as part of His family. Knowing Him enables us to be who we are meant to be. In knowing Him, we grow in awe of who He is. He is hallowed. This is not a fear of death, but a willingness to give our lives freely and wholly to Him because of who He is. We are in awe of Him. He is holy, therefore we are holy. An awe of Him is a recognition that He sanctifies us to be holy. Our confession is a daily invitation for His kingdom to come and His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is in every area of our lives. The kingdom of God is within us, and it empowers our earthly kingdoms to be expressions of Him in His character, nature, way, power, and authority. When we know who God is, we have a proper perspective of our daily bread. Our daily bread is not just the physical food we eat. It is every aspect of provision in our lives that enables us to be givers of life to our world. We live on every word, every expression of God to us in our lives. Our relationship with God gives us a dependency upon His love and goodness to be forgiven and to forgive. His attributes of mercy and grace increasingly become a part of the tenderness of our own hearts. Love becomes more valuable than merely rules of right and wrong. We grow in an expectancy of His protection and His deliverance in all things. We know our need for His powerful love in our journey in life. Our invitation to Him is about making everything about Him, not our problems. This is a true perspective of His kingdom, His power, and His glory, and it comes through a daily walk with Him in our lives. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.